We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66
WFAN. Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 11:09, 55 seconds to go right along with it. It is your Friday night on the Fan, New York City. The talk show alert is in effect. Steve Summers here and you there. Peter Hoffman, Paulie Rosenberg, Mark Wishnia. They're, I got his name right. They're applauding on the other side of the glass. I can't believe it. It is with the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for about a 3 hour schmooze. Right up until we turn the page for Tony at 2. On your Fan, New York City. Apparently, Aaron Boone, reading a page from the Mickey Callaway playbook, what was he thinking, and who knows what he was thinking? I think he was thinking because the Cleveland pitcher in the eighth inning was taking his time getting the ball to home plate, so let's do something sort of innovative. Let's do something very un-Yankee-like. Let's send Aaron Judge to second base. And, of course, he was caught stealing. They had to take another look at it, but he was caught stealing. Not a very smart move on the part of Aaron Boone with Stanton on deck. And everyone knows what Stanton did when he eventually, in the ninth inning, got into the batter's box to make it 6-5. And apparently Aaron Boone also wanted Domingo Germán to pitch a complete game. How long was he going to stay with him? It's like all of a sudden Aaron Boone is like feeling his oats, because the last two nights we have seen with the Yankees the unexpected. Last night it was the Hicks bunt, but that worked. And tonight, sending Judge into and out at second base. But it was Germán pitching more like a Herman. The Yankees coming this close to erasing that 4-0 Indian lead and 6-3 deficit it was, and if you can believe, the Red Sox, after 10 in a row, and you know from this, they lose to the Jays 13-7, and losing with Rick Porcello unable to hold a 6-3 lead after the Red Sox put up a 5-spot in the second inning. Porcello, well, he pitched like Priscillo. Porcello gave up 8 runs in 2 innings. And, of course, the Red Sox had, after an inning and a half already, it seemed like 10 minutes, the Red Sox had a 6-3 lead, and then all of a sudden, you know, it was the Jays coming right back with a 5-run third inning, and they had an 8-6 lead, and the Red Stockings were close, making it 8-7 in that seventh inning. But the pen, especially with Kelly and Scott imploding in the eighth inning, and the 13-7 loss. So the status is quo with both the Yankees and the Red Sox. The Metropolitans, I hope you're sitting down for this, especially if you're driving, but here, the Metropolitans won at home, and it wasn't a walk-off. We'll get into that in a second. Here's the difference between Jacob deGrom and Noah Syndergaard. Syndergaard getting the win tonight as the Mets beat the Nationals 4-2. And the win going to Noah Syndergaard. And the difference between him and DeGrom, the Metropolitans score for Syndergaard. And not only was the Viking God supported by a whopping 4 runs, the bullpen was able to hold the lead. The Nationals right away had a man on second when Rendon lined out with Eaton doubled off of second base. The Metropolitans right away gave Syndergaard a three spot. Bottom number one when Nimmo, Cabrera, Bautista all singled 1-0. And before the inning was over, Flores with a sacrifice fly and Mesoraco with the RBI base hit had given Syndergaard a 3-0 lead, and it became 4-0 an inning later when Rosario, for the third time in 10 minutes, opened the inning with this.
Well, to center field, Harper going back. It's over his head and off the wall. Harper plays the carom. Rosario's going to try for three.
Safe.
And he will make it safely. It was a heck of a throw by Harper, but Rosario beats it anyway for his fifth triple of the year and his third on this homestead.
You're not kidding. And with Rosario at third base, Rourke, how good a season is he having? He's now like 3-12. Rosario is there at third base. The Metropolitans have this 2-0 lead. And then Noah Syndergaard steps into the batter's box. Oh, we know he could do it with the arm. How about the bat?
Infield in, and Syndergaard drives in the run with a base hit. First at bat in 7 weeks. First pitch he sees. Syndergaard's third hit and third RBI of the season. Make it 4-0 New York.
And, of course, the SNY with Gary Cohn. Syndergaard with the bat, with the arm. He had some trouble in the third inning. Rourke, the triple himself. Defoe, the RBI double. And so, just like that, it was 4-1. And with 2-1, Syndergaard retired Rendon and struck out Harper for two very, very big outs. But more trouble for Syndergaard in the fourth inning. After two walks and with nobody out, Syndergaard retired Wheaters, Rourke, and Defoe. 1-2-3, your threat is over. Still more trouble for him in the fifth inning. And again, Syndergaard pitches his way out of it. And again, two on and one out. And Syndergaard is facing the arrogant and the overly cocky Bryce Harper.
Syndergaard delivers. Swing and a grounder hit hard to short. Rosario's got it to second one.
Yes.
Cabrera to first. Double play to get the jogging.
Wow.
Bryce Harper. That looked awful. Yeah, it was a hard hit ball, but nothing was guaranteed. And Harper, for all the money he's going to get, well, he should put something in the fine box there because that's terrible.
Howie Rose going off and feeling his oats. And that's Howie Rose with the WOR. And so what happened to Bryce Harper on that one? And so that was in the fifth inning. So, yes, it was a little bit shaky for Noah. But every Metropolitan fan was happy. All his fingers are just fine, thank you. And even Mr. Mehet was able to raise his finger at Washington and Bryce Harper as the Viking God was back since May 25th, and giving Metropolitan fans a glimpse of the Viking God he was, the Viking God we would like to remember during better times.
Cross the rainbow bridge of Asgard, where the booming heavens roar. You'll behold in breathless wonder.
Syndergaard has a strikeout to start his night.
Name? He said it was Thor.
The more you're out there, the more you know you belong here. When that takes place, you know you have more confidence in your stuff.
It's that part of him which Thor appeals to.
And the curveball strikes out Walker. Back-to-back strikeouts for Syndergaard.
Thor is basically bringing him back from the brink.
A good day all the way around. Pitch great, attack the strike zone. Stuff speaks for itself. No, but when you're throwing strikes like that too, you're tough to hit, and he was tough to hit today.
Struck him out. Fastball at 98 away. What a round, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Syndergaard. Three consecutive strikeouts for Syndergaard.
The son of Odin, born to be a king.
Syndergaard deep to center field. Back goes Herrera to the warning track at the wall. It's out of here!
Tomorrow is actually my dad's birthday. I asked him what he wanted, and all he said is he wanted a W, and I think I gave him a little extra with that.
Noah Syndergaard with his first major league
That was a bomb, man. He hit that pretty well. Not to mention the other hit that he got, too. So swung the bat well today and pitched well, too. So it was awesome.
We can't all do glamorous things like Silver.
That was then, and tonight, five innings, a run, seven hits, two walks, five Ks, and getting Harper twice with runners in scoring position, once with the strikeout and once with the double play that you heard, two outs for the price of one. So 4-2, the first win at home for the New York Metropolitans that was not a walk-off win since June 10. And that's June 10 of 2018. And that, of course, and I think maybe some Yankee fans remember, was a 2-0 win for the Metropolitans, wasn't it? It was.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.